Welcome to the Journal of Accountancy podcast. This is Senior Editor Neil Amato. Today's episode, I will talk with leadership speaker and author Tommy Spaulding. But before that, take a few moments to listen to a word from our sponsor.
Did you know 75% of people now prefer to pay by credit or debit? With CPA Charge, you can let your clients pay their bill online and you'll get the reporting details you need for easy reconciliation. AICPA members can sign up at cpacharge.com/podcast and get your program fee waived for 6 months.
Tommy Spaulding is a leadership speaker and author who spoke recently at the AICPA's Controllers Conference. I had a chance to talk to him on the topic of heart-led leadership. Here's the episode with Tommy.
Tommy, thank you so much for taking time with us.
Yeah, you bet. My honor.
First, why is leadership important to you?
Wow. Leadership, why is it important? When I was a kid, I went to my first leadership academy. I was like 15. And that keynote speaker comes out named Tom France. He says to the kids, there's three types of people in the world. Only three types of people, but everyone is one of the three. You're either a leader, you're a follower, or you're a critic. And which one are you going to be? And I remember hearing that at 15, thinking, wow, like leadership is a choice. And I realized then that you can actually choose to be a leader or a follower. And we need followers. They're the ones that make things happen. But there's a lot of critics out there, he said. So make sure you choose to be a leader. And leadership is a choice. And I think being a heart-led servant leader is the best type of leader to be.
So that person said three types of people in the world. Can followers become leaders, or is it something just in the people?
Yeah. I'm not sure if there's a book called Followship, but if there isn't, I'm going to write it, because I think followership is so important. I mean, leaders are people that influence others. The others are followers. I mean, the word followers doesn't mean you're weak or you're number two. Followers get all the work done. And sometimes followers can be leaders, but sometimes leaders should be followers as well. They go in and out.
What is heart-led leadership?
Yeah. Heart-led leadership is my term to describe servant leadership. Servant leadership with a twist. So there's thousands of books on leadership. There's hundreds of books on servant leadership, meaning serving others above yourself. That's not a new concept. But very rarely does servant leadership get connected with results, like bottom line results. You know, servant leadership, it's good. It's good for your culture. It's a good way to lead. But does it really affect the bottom line? I believe it does. I mean, I believe it does dramatically. And so heart-led leadership is servant leadership with results. Yeah.
You did mention that, and that's one thing I was gonna ask. How can heart-led leaders get their teams to produce hard results if it's a soft skill?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, love and results are two sides of the same coin. I wrote a whole book on love and results. Love, not the word love as in hugging, kissing, and touching. Love as in servant leadership, showing your employees, showing your customers, showing your clients that you truly care about them in an authentic, genuine way, and you want to serve them. And if you do that well, and you build a culture of that kind of heart-led leadership, it will drive bottom-line results. In the book I wrote, The Heart-Led Leader, I talk about dozens of Fortune 500, S&P 500.
You've said, don't tell me, show me, a lesson you got, I believe, from your grandfather.
Right, right. When I was a little boy, my grandfather was really my hero. Of course, I love my parents, but my grandfather really taught me a lot about leadership. He wasn't a CEO or a famous person or a politician or an accountant. He was a hairdresser, an immigrant from Italy that married my grandmother for 57 years, and they had Helen and Anthony's hairdresser studio for over 40 years in White Plains, New York. My grandmother would cut the hair, and my grandmother would wash the hair, and my grandfather would cut and style the hair. And they had a great marriage. They were totally in love. But he modeled servant leadership. He modeled love. And when he died, we were on his bedside, you know, saying we love him. And, you know, we knew it was kind of his last hours, last minutes on earth, and his last seconds on earth. And we were all telling how much we love him. We love you, Papa. We love you, Anthony. And he looked up at us and said, don't tell me you love me. Show me you love me. And he closed his eyes and went to heaven. And I wondered what the hell he meant for years. Like, don't tell me you love me, show me. But now I know exactly what he meant. CEOs, accountants, CFOs, controllers, director of finance, whatever position you have in your company, don't tell your people, your customers, your clients that you love them. They don't want to hear that, but show me. And the way that is your time, your care, your authenticity, that your service towards others. Servant leadership is not something you talk about, it's something you do.
Yeah. What would you consider the opposite of servant leadership or heart-led leadership?
Yeah. So remember we talked about the three types of leaders. There's followers, there's critics, and there's leaders, right? Three types of people. Well, once you decide to be a leader, there's really two types of leaders. There's self-serving leaders, that leaders that put themselves first, they serve themselves, and then they lead. And they can lead quite effectively, but it's really about them, or to have a true servant leadership, which means service above self, meaning you're serving someone else beyond you and more importantly than you. And no one's going to stand up and say, I'm a self-serving leader. They're not going to sign up for that. But here's the thing. You don't tell the world what you are. Your people do. And so if I went to all your people that work for your organization, tell me about your leader. They will tell me, oh yeah, he's a self-serving leader. He's a narcissist. It's an ego. It's all about him. It's all about his stock options. It's all about his agenda, right? Or I work for someone where he or she is unbelievable, humble, genuine, authentic, caring, transparent, real. We not only respect them, we love them. And leaders are respected by good results, but leaders are loved that are truly heart-led.
Why are some leaders insecure? And if you've come across some of them, what are the symptoms?
Yeah. You know, I have a son, a stepson, that's 17. And we had an amazing conversation the other day. We were in Vail on vacation. I was talking to Anthony. And he's a good-looking kid. He's got great grades. He's a great hockey player. He's got good parents that care about him, a good stepfather that cares about him. I mean, he's a good kid, right? But he struggles with self-confidence. There's something about the way he's wired where he's a little insecure on things. Now, a lot of 7-year-old kids are insecure. It's something you learn and grow. But I said to Anthony, man, self-confidence is everything. It's your whole life. You know, you got to overcome this. You got to have self-love. Self-love, self-confidence, self-esteem is so important because that little kid that's 17, that's insecure, becomes 27, 37, 57, 67, now running a company and being a CEO of an organization. And I can tell you so many leaders that are insecure. You can't love and serve other people and truly lead unless you love and serve, unless you love yourself. I mean, not self-love meaning I love myself, I'm wonderful. Self-love meaning, I know myself. I'm confident who I am. My weaknesses, my strength. I'm comfortable in my skin. And because I have this self-confidence and self-love, I'm now able to love and serve others. And so to answer the question, you know, can you truly lead if you're insecure? The answer is absolutely not. The insecure leaders will lead, but they'll talk about themselves. They'll want this recognition. It's not heart-led. Heart-led leaders are totally comfortable who they are. Big, fat, weak, skinny, zits, whatever, however you are, rich, poor, bald. I mean, you're just comfortable in your skin and you lead from your heart and you lead with love. The only way to do that is have confidence in who you are.
What's the difference between a boss or a manager and a leader?
Well, they're all different. I hate the word boss. A boss is authoritarian. You know, I'm your boss, right? And I really don't like the word manager, right? Because managers, I manage you. Be a leader. You know, you can have titles, boss, managers, CEOs. But if you're a leader in an organization, you love your people, you serve your people, you listen to your people, you help your people grow. And when your people talk about you, they might say, oh yeah, my boss, because that's the word, my manager. But they say, that person's got my back. That person knows my story. That person's pulled me along. I interview a lot of subordinates, I mean, managers or people under that, the worker bees, and, you know, ask them about their management, their bosses, their leadership. And, you know, the ones that are revered and loved don't put the title manager or boss. And they only put the title leader. It's the whole thing. Don't tell me, just show me. They show their people that work for them that they care.
Does every great leader have a mentor or role model or multiple role models? Is it possible to do it without those?
Every leader, every successful heart-led leader, every person running an accounting firm, a company, a high school, any person touching people and serving people have once been mentored and led by someone else. I could name four or five mentors, you know, Mrs. Singer, Bob Veltiti. I mean, so many, Jerry Middle, Scott Lane. I got so many mentors in my life that have poured into me, made me the kind of father I am, the leader I am, the husband I am, the author, the speaker, whatever I touched, high school kid, whatever I did in my life, have mentors. And I believe heart-led leaders aren't narcissists and they're not self-centered and they know they want to grow. And so heart-led leaders surround themselves with other people that are excellent in what they do. In my life, I have friends and advisors and mentors that are amazing fathers. I want to be a great father. So I asked, will you help me become a great father? Will you help me stay in shape and exercise? You're in great shape. You're ripped and you eat healthy. Can you help me do that? Because I like to have pizza, you know, a lot. You know, this guy's got a great faith, got a great relationship with God. Can you help me get my spiritual life, you know, faith? This person over here is really good with finances, you know, just make good business decisions. Can you help my finances? So I have so many mentors in my life in every area, right? And that's made me better. And I welcome everyone to have more mentors in their life.
What's the role of humility in heart-led leadership?
What's the role of humility in heart-led leadership? Everything. Everything. I start my speeches with the same story about Don Jewell about the humility's piece. And humility is everything. I mean, when was the last time you liked an arrogant jerk? I mean, when was the last time you went home and said, man, my boss, my manager, my leader, man, he's just self-serving and arrogant and talks about himself a lot, but he's a great leader. No. The greatest leaders are humble and genuine and authentic. Humble, humility is everything. You know, I wrote my book, The Heart-Led Leader. I wrote down like 50 leaders that I thought were amazing, heart-led. Like I wrote them down. I met them. I knew them. I had these people in my head. That I thought they were a real deal. They're authentic. They were genuine. They were humble. They were transparent. Their people love them. I wrote all their names down. Frank, DeAngelis, and all these people. I wrote all their names down. None of them knew each other. I called them all up. I got this book idea. My Random House is going to pick it up. It's called The Heart-Led Leader. I'm going to interview all these amazing leaders and talk about how they transform organizations. And I'm going to choose 18 leaders for the 18 inches. And I'm going to interview 18 of the amazing heart-led leaders that are the real deal. And I chose you. I want to interview you. Can I write about you? Can I do a chapter about you in my book? You know what? All 18. They all said the same thing. It was almost like they knew I was going to ask the question. They all got together and said, let's say the same thing. They all said the freaking same thing. Every one of them. You got the wrong guy. You got the wrong girl. I'm not the real deal. I'm a work in progress. They were all humbled by my request. Now, they all said, yes, I wrote about them. But heart-led leaders never admit that they're humble. Because as soon as you admit you're humble, you're arrogant. Humility is a journey. You constantly try to strive to get there. And you never get there. You're always working to get to be a humble person. Yeah. But there's times you get arrogant. You know, there's times in your life that your head needs to. My wife, she tells me that her full time job is to be the pin holder. So when my head gets a little big, she just puts my pin in, lets the air out a little bit. Sometimes when you marry a good woman, they keep you humble. I've done like 5 or 6 or 7 speeches for AICPA. And every time I speak to an audience, I'm just blown away how receptive they are. And they're the ones that are lining up 2 hours after book signing, want to talk to you. And accountants care, you know, and your industry is changing dramatically. It's not this person that's in a little corner, you know, counting widgets and collecting numbers. They're the centerpiece of organizations, and they have to have people skills, and they have to be heart-led leaders. And the accountants, the CFOs, the controllers, the director of finance that are taking these qualities in, of heart-led leadership, they're making significant differences in their organizations.
Tommy, thank you.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.